and we're ready to go racing here from Irwindale Speedway. First race of the WTF Racing Late Model League. This one is going to be fun. First race here at Irwindale Speedway. We're ready to go and run. But 200 laps tonight, All-Star Showdown. A race that Super Lates run here in real life. It's called the All-Star Showdown SRL Tour. That's kind of their race. So that's what I named it after. First race of the season's Irwindale. I'll talk a little bit about the schedule and everything like that some point during the race if I'm able to. But big field tonight. It's going to be a lot of short track racing on the pole right now. Currently is Cal McClenney with a 104. Right behind him, Monty Tipton, Chad Adams. Well, Chad got bumped down. Matt goes to third. Chad Landon going to be the top five right now. So we're ready to go racing. Can't get any much better than this. Let's have some fun. I'm going to go ahead and move this over right quick and make this a little bit bigger so you can watch the times as they roll by. Go ahead and see when we get running here. Be able to watch the field. Vinny goes P2 on the board. Runs a 1-1-1. So a lot of new faces in the late model league and new league in general. A lot of guys that are in it just kind of run for fun. Heard I was starting up a late model one and I wanted to run. And a few guys that are just in it to kind of run, have fun, and some of the OG guys. But Kale going to be top of the board. Vinny, Monty, Matt, Chad, top five. Aaron goes top of the board. Have to talk with Aaron. Aaron's a guy from Vegas that is really cool to talk to. He has cars running Las Vegas Bullring. Aaron, hell of a lap time. Kyle, oh Jesus, okay. Aaron, I used to run with Aaron a lot. Well, everybody's lap time's coming in now. Aaron, he runs at Vegas, like I said, and haven't seen him much lately on iRacing, but I used to run with him quite a lot on iRacing, hosting races and all like things like that. But yeah, he's set a quick lap time. He's P2 on or P3 on the board here. Kyle Keller goes top of the board though. Austin Albrin, Aaron McMoran, Kel McClenney, Vinny Ricci, the top five at the moment with 10 or with a minute left. So still a few cars that can qualify, but I'm pretty sure most of the field is ready to. Let's see, anybody else? 30 seconds left. So tonight, 200 laps and one set of tires. We're going to do a halfway break at lap 100. So these guys got opportunities or could go a little bit longer on the sets of tires and be able to try to make it. Maybe do a strategy call. If they get a lucky yellow, they'll have to come down pit road about 150, I'm guessing, if they are able to make it that long on set of tires. I know tires wear pretty big here. So these guys got to run it smart. Doug's race controlling. You cause a spin, EOL. You cause a second, EOL. Third one is a DQ, so these drivers got to be careful with that, not to cause three cautions. But on the pole, it's going to be Kyle Keller. His first race was last week in the trucks at USA, and he's going to set the pole for the late models running this weekend here at Irwindale in the ARCA car. So congratulations, Kyle, on that and that opportunity. Looking forward to watching that race with you. But he's going to get the pole. Austin Albrin going to be second. Aaron, third. Kel McClenney fourth, Vinny Ricci fifth, and then I'll do a quick rundown of the field. Monty going to be sixth, Matt Frady going to be seventh, a couple Vegas boys from fifth to seventh there. Chad Adams going to be eighth, Zach ninth, Landon Williams tenth, he's a new guy to the league. Charlie, he's going to be starting deeper in the field than I expected with him, he's going to be 11th. Matthew Brower, ran with him a lot and see him a few times in official races, so he's going to be 12th here. Mike Presley going to be starting pretty far up for him in the field, 13th. Michael Robinson's a new guy in the league. Been talking to him a little bit during the week and stuff before everything gets running. And then just behind him, it's going to be Christopher Pilo and JD Rutzer, 15th and 16th. So a lot of cars during this race are going to have to make their way through the field. We'll go ahead and fix this right quick. But Justin, he's been running all the practice races and things like that with us. He's going to be starting 17th. Clay hasn't gotten too many laps in these late models. We'll see how he's going to do. Colton, he's new to the league as well. Daniel, friend of Aaron, haven't seen him on much, but glad to have him, another Vegas guy. So a lot of Vegas guys. Vegas guys on the pole, 3rd, 5th to 7th. And then Daniel there in P20. But then you got Bully in 21st. He's going to chill. Talked a little bit about him before. And then Johnny Thunder is going to round off the field in 22nd. So field is ready to go late model racing here at Irwindale Speedway. First race of the season. 200 laps, all-star showdown style. And we're ready to rock and roll. Pace car is going to start to roll off. One faster pair, one set of tires. We'll see who's going to have the attrition to get by and who's going to finish this race. Who's going to cross the line first? Race number one is going to be fun to watch. See Cal McClendon starting 4th on that outside row. Ran Kern County Raceway Park this weekend. Obviously my brother, so he did pretty good there. His first time on a brake track to his inside, Aaron, in the VMR 23 there. Looking good, Aaron. Went on the pole, Kyle Keller in the TRD 12 machine. To his outside, Austin Albrin, and two fast guys. Austin won the truck race earlier this season in the truck league. And then Kyle was in contention last week at USA, and he's always quick wherever he runs. Run him a lot on iRacing, and he's a heck of a driver in real life. So we're ready for 200 laps here at Irwindale Speedway for race number one. Can't get much better than this. 22 cars ready to rock and roll. Pace car, come down pit road. Kyle and Austin going to lead them to the green. We're short track racing for race number one. Green flag is in the air. We're green. Little bump from the 911 there. That's going to stack up the field. Able to save it, Aaron. Able to save it. Little bit of a bumper tag from his teammate there, Vinny. One of his buddies gets in the back of him. So a few Vegas guys making contact already. Now Vinny's going to spin at the bottom of the racetrack. No yellow yet. Able to keep it off the inside wall. One big loser in that, Matt Frady. He's lost a lot of spots at the start of this one, but going to go back to the front of the field. Up front, it's the 07 and 12 battling out for the lead at the moment. One new guy in the 14. He's looking to make his way through the field here. See Vinny just in front of Kyle, but Kyle Keller is going to lead the first few laps with Cal McClendon right behind him. Battle for third spot between Monty Tipton and Austin Auber in there in the two. This track's got multiple lanes of racing. You can go to the high line. You can run all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. As we see Kale going to challenge for the lead off of turn number two. Caution flag waves. One in the wall off of turn four. And caution number one of the night is going to fly. Down the back straightaway here, let's take a look at see what happened. The 55-7 make contact, 55 into the fence. Not much damage, but they're able to keep running. Good save for Zach there. Let's go ahead and take a look at what the number 19 of Clay Sarton, what he saw here. Try to judge and see what happened. A little bit of contact, see the 55 come down a little bit on Charlie. And Zach, little light contact in the rear bumper, but able to keep her going. Good save by those two. Shouldn't be too much damage there for them, hopefully. Able to keep running, they will. But caution going to fly here on lap number 6. Early in this one, everybody's going to get lined back up and ready to roll once again. But a few big, exciting laps at the start of this one already. A lot of contact going on. So I'll turn 3 and 4. Contact between the 911 and 23. kind of sent the 23 deep in the field, and he's going to have to make it up. So Aaron back to 14th there after that. And then Vinny Rucci in the 911, he's going to be deep in the field after spinning in turn number two. So he's got to make his way through the field. But it looked like the 15 came down on the number 7 on that caution. So we're going to line it back up. Caution waving. We'll go 1 to go, I believe, at the line next time. But leading the field is going to be Kyle Keller in the number 12. Doing a solid job. Been showing a lot of speed. Showed great speed in practice. And obviously qualified on the pole. He's going to set the pace. And we're going to see how vital tires come into play. Only one set of tires for 200 laps. So strategy-wise, probably going to try to run it to lap 100. But if you don't, try to go a little bit longer. We'll see if you're able to make it and who's going to save the tires. Kyle could be pulling his speed, but some of the guys at the back could be saving more tires than him and drive around him later in the race. I don't know. We'll see how that lines up, but we're going to double up here and go 1 to go. Kyle Keller going to be leading it. Kale McClinney to his outside. New front row. Kyle's actually going to pick the outside line. No rule on that. You can pick the outside. That's 100% legal. So Kyle's going to pick that top line. Restart number 2. Here we go. We're back green. Kyle with a great restart. He's going to be clear on Kale into turn 1. He's going to pick that high line. One of the tracks that you can run very different lines at this racetrack. You can run that very high line, like you see Monty tipped in there in third. He's going to be the first one on the top, front two in front of him. Going to be all the way on that bottom lane, but three wide racing deeper in the field. And as we battle for the lead, Kel McClinney all the way to the bottom line. Got Kyle Keller to his outside. Kel doing a solid job fighting hard on that bottom lane, but he's got to remember tires. We'll see. And do a few interviews, hopefully next caution, about what they think tires and how valuable that's going to be when we get back running through here. You see Chad Adams working that bottom lane, trying to get around the 29 and 7. That is Michael Robinson and Charlie Ayers, but now you see the field starting to run that top line. Everybody's trying to get single file out. Big group here between the 55, Zach. You got the 88, Landon, Chris Pilo. They're all trying to fight to the top line. They're going to try to get in here. See Justin on that bottom line. His Vegas teammate, I guess you could say, just behind him. And then a big gaggle of cars just at the back. Biggest loser so far in the race, Matt Frady in the 40, has lost a ton of spots. So he's going to have to make his way through the field. Not the qualifying effort that he wanted, but he's going to have to make his way down 11 spots, tied with Aaron as well for the biggest loser. So unfortunate start of this race, but still a long ways to go, and I think these guys know it. But everybody so far single filed out. Kale McClinney is going to set the pace. He's going to start to pull away from Kyle Keller. And setting a great speed early in this one, a lap 15. But the whole field's in a single file line around that top line. We'll see who's going to get a bigger run. Let's ride on board with Chad Adams on the hood cam on top of the roof behind the 7 of Charlie Ayers. Just in front of them, Matthew Brower in that Jack Daniels scheme. He's trying to work that bottom line. He's going to try to go to the inside of Austin Allbritton. As the same time, Chad Adams trying to work the inside of Charlie Ayers. Right on board with Michael now. Is there a side-by-side in front of him? You can see the gap that Kale McClinney has pulled on the field so far in this one. He's pulled a big, big gap already. We'll see if Kyle's just running it smart. Obviously, he's got experience in the ARCA series, things like that, with longer races. Kale, kind of a sprint racer. He's always quick. We'll see how the different strategies play, but experience compared to raw speed at the moment, we'll see how that comes into play. But on the back bumper of Kyle is Monty Tipton, one of the younger drivers in the field, trying to work his way by. On the back bumper, lurking, trying to set up a pass. Maybe a little bit of contact through 3 and 4 there. But doing a solid job staying off of him and doing great making the moves. But you got two teammates there, Michael and Austin, battling there for the fifth spot. So just inside the top 5 there, trying to battle for it. guy that's in their chat as well, the 7, Charlie Ayers, he's in it. A little bit deeper in the field here. Not much action going on at the moment. Everybody just trying to run it smart. 200 laps, they know that they don't got to pressure and push it. But Kel McClinney dominating here in the early stages already. 1.7 seconds ahead of Kyle Keller. Still closing in on 75 laps to go till the halfway break at lap 100, as you see in the top left. But you see the gap between Kel and Kyle Keller. Kel's restart zone off of 4, and Kyle is start-finish line now as they're battling for P2. So that's going to give Kel a little bit of a chance to start to pull away. But battle for the second spot, Mati Tipton battling hard. One guy that he looks up to is the guy to his outside, Kyle. Kyle Keller Racing and Kyle Keller Development that he's got going on. He runs and helps junior lates and things like that at Madera Speedway and Vegas and all that. So he's got a guy to his inside that looks up to him a lot, Monty. So he's racing, trying to battle Kyle Keller there. And just behind him, one guy that is new to league and haven't talked about him much this race, but Matthew Brower up to the 4th spot now, doing a solid job of it. A little bit about him, a 4.5K I-rated driver, but he's made up a lot of time on the field and doing a good job so far, passing a bunch of cars. We'll check it out in the bottom left when it scrolls over. A little bit of contact there between the 55 and 29, but as you see in the bottom left, Matthew up 8 spots. He's the biggest mover of the race so far, but Zach in the 29 going to make a little bit of contact. Now to the inside, Christopher Pilo. Chris, we did a practice race with for everybody last night, and Chris ended up taking 2 tires late in the running in that one. It was only a 50-lap race, so a pretty short race. Took 2 tires. Weren't sure how that was going to work out, but actually ended up charting to pull away from Kel late in that one. So, Chris, we'll see if his speed from then and last night, if that's going to come into play and that's going to help him. But good battles all the way around the racetrack. See, trying to work that bottom lane, just the momentum not able to hold it, but battle for the 3rd spot so far. Now it's going to be Monty still on the back bumper. Kyle haven't made much moves, and then you got Matthew just behind them looking, waiting for a mistake, if any. He'll try to get by him and pounce, but Kyle had a great line there. So you see the differing lines. Kyle running that very low line, went to the bottom of the racetrack in 3 and 4. And it's what Kel's been doing most of this race, just get that left side on the grass. Kyle does it as well, but Monty and Matthew on the top. See, on the bottom lane, it starts to hold pretty decent amount on the tire life. It probably will wear more on that bottom lane, but it is faster, a lot faster. So Monty's going to try it now. That's going to be not clear, but he tried. But Kel's been running the bottom both lanes and starting to pull away. He's not lost much time, but now he's losing a little bit, 1.3 seconds now to Kyle Keller. Matthew trying to work that inside line. He's making a move, trying to take away that, trying to do a 2-for-1 and get up to the 2nd spot if he's able to clear these two. Let's ride on board with Matthew here as he's trying to work the back bumper of these two. Going to try that high line. Nice. Drove it into the corner. He's going to get a good run off the corner. Irwindale, one of the raciest tracks on iRacing with the multiple lanes of racing. He's going to go to the bottom once again. Is he going to be clear? Not going to be. Thought about it and tried, but too far back to try to clear Kyle with those two being in a single file line. So Matthew doing a solid job, has great patience. We'll see how that's going to work out for him so far as they're battling pretty hard out the back. With the number 55 and 51, 7, 2. They've all kind of lost a little bit on third place. Chad Adams' little wiggle there off of turn 2. See a lot of the field have just jumped to that top line and trying to coast around it, see if they're able to do anything with it. See what different strategies are. Like I keep saying, tires compared to track position, where do you want to be? Working to complete lap 35 here. That 14, every time I look, he's up underneath that 12, every corner. Haven't even made contact yet. Hopefully don't drink some, but haven't made contact And he's just kind of riding right behind him. But Kell's pulling a gap of 2 seconds now on Kyle Keller and dominating this race so far. So he's doing a solid job of it. And scooting away. Kyle Keller in P2. Good battle throughout the field. A little bit deeper in the field. A little few battles going on between Landon. You got Clay right here. And then a little bit further back. A little bit of contact there. The 54 is going to go around. And caution's going to fly again. For the second time tonight, caution waves. 54 goes around. All right, we see the 54 here. He's going to go to the bottom racetrack. So we got to the inside of Daniel Glass down the front straightaway. Threw it in deep, tried to get up, and just Daniel not going to lift, and got into the back of him, spins the 54 around, and 54 going to go for a spin. We'll see what the call is from race control. More than likely 26, going to get the EOL, but doing a solid job of the saving it there for JD, just looped it and spun. Daniel going to get the EOL for that as we see him dropping the inside line, but Kell McClinney at the moment far out front. Trying to look at a few different stats and things like that real quick, so I apologize. Trying to do it all by myself, so trying to do that, like I said. But, yeah, top five haven't changed much. It's been mostly the same players throughout this race, but we're closing in on a quarter of the way through this race, and going to be crossing the line here for lap 42. Kell McClinney out front. Got around Kyle and started around that bottom lane and pulling away fast and opened up a 2 second gap there. So he's doing a good job pulling away Kyle Keller in P2. Just been P2 most of the race. Monty Tipton right behind him. He's been on the back bumper of him. Hasn't made a big move to try to throw a slide job or anything like that to try to clear Kyle, but just been on his back bumper and cruising right there. Matthew, seen him try to make a few moves to get around everybody, but just hasn't had the speed yet or the differing lanes and all that. But we'll see for this restart what lane Kell's going to pick. Looks like he's going to pick that outside line. So Kell's going to pick that outside line. Matthew going to be behind him. So an opportunity for Matthew to get around the 12 and 14 here. Race car's going to pull off. We'll see what the differing strategies are and who's going to be where as they creep towards the restart zone. Kell McClinney, Kyle Keller leaning back to the green. Kell fires back green. Good battle for the lead. Kell's going to be clear getting into turn three. He's going to run about the middle lane. Not going to go all the way up. Monty, he's stuck on that bottom lane. He's not able to get up. Charlie Ayers now to his outside. Monty trying to force his way up, try to get up as they're battling for the lead right in front of him. Kell McClinney, Kyle Keller. Kell gets the run down the straightaway, but not able to clear getting into the corner. 3 and 4, you want to be in the bottom. 1 and 2, you want to be on the top. Crossover down the front straightaway. Kell's going to go to the bottom. Kyle got clear off of 4. Can Kell get clear off of 2? He won't. Kyle's going to have the momentum around the outside. He's going to clear Kell down the back straightaway. Matthew, though, able to get around it now. Kell's going to go back to the inside off of turn 3. Will Kyle do the same thing? Kell's going to give him a little room around the outside. Great battles here from Irwindale Speedway at the front of the field. 5 cars underneath a blanket and battling for it hard. And we're only closing in on a quarter of the way through this race. So these guys pushing. They're battling hard for this lead. And a little bit of contact now able to save it. Monty Tipton got a nose from the 7. Now contact in front of the field. The 14 and 2. Everybody trying to avoid. The 14 and 7 make contact in front of the field. And caution waves once again. We'll see what the call is from race control, but caution 3 is underway. All right, take a look at it. So off of turn 4, Monty able to get clear. Maybe Charlie just not anticipating it. So then he gets loose. Monty, heck of a save, able to save it. Then the 14 gets in the right rear of Charlie, and he goes for a spin. So the 14 gets in the right rear of the 7. Then everybody trying to check up and avoid it. The 55, nowhere for him to go, gets into it. The 15, he's going to make contact. Everybody trying to scramble their way through. A few cars, unfortunately, involved in that. We'll see what the call is from race control. Monty Tipton going to come down pit road now. Did a great job at the front of the field for most of it, and then got caught up on that bottom lane. Now he's going to come down pit road. He's taking his tires early here on lap 50. Charlie Ayers, he's also down pit road. We'll see. He did not take his tires, so a smart play for Charlie there. Interesting strategy call for the 14. We'll see how that works out for him later in the race, but he's going to have fresh tires here. So we'll see how he's able to manage that, but caution going to fly on lap 51. Not for sure who got the EOL on that one. We'll have to talk to race control and see, but great battles for the front so far. You saw that was kind of where the wreck started and things like that, but it's going to move in new players to the front of this field. One guy I do not see anymore, Matthew Brower. Not for sure where he is. He is in the pits, possibly. No, he's blinked out. Matthew, I'm not for sure where he is. Matthew? See on the racetrack? I don't see him. He's pitted on 51. So Matthew, possible internet problems. Not good for a great runner at the moment. Did a good job at the front of the field.
All right.
But internet issues. Yes, race control. You got a copy?
Who do you see on that one?
Doug asking my opinion on it, so helping out race control a little bit. So trying to do my best with the broadcasting and league admin and all that. But coming back to the restart, it's going to be Kel McClinney and Kyle Keller on the front row once again. Restart here on lap 54 when we cross the line. Kel fires back green. Great restart for Kel McClinney. He's going to be clear off and turn 2. Now Kyle Keller going to cross over. We're going to focus a little bit further back in the field and try to watch the whole battle. Everybody battling throughout this racetrack. They're 4 wide at some points off of turn 4 as they're side by side for the lead. Everybody switching lane, trying to get down the 29. Going to be the bumper to the 911 as they're side by side to the lead at the entrance of turn 3. Keller going to have the momentum off of 4. He's going to try to cross over. Not going to have the momentum. Kyle Keller is going to take back the lead on lap 56. Kyle back to the inside, able to gas it up. Not going to be clear, though. Side by side once again down the back straightaway. This is the racing that you can have at Irwindale Speedway. Man, I love this track. Kyle able to pull away, and he's going to be clear by a few car lengths off of turn 4. He's going to take back the lead. Let's go on the gearbox and watch him from the roof cam. Looking out back, see the differing lanes. Kale's kind of found that top line. We'll see who's all going to go to that bottom lane. Watch him work that wheel and see the whole field. As he's out front, we can look behind him and see everybody behind him. Kyle Keller in second. Austin Albritton back to third. Clay Sarton up to the fourth position. So Clay doing a great job with less experiences, a lot of the front runners. I know Kel McClinney, he's been in there for a lot of the hosted races here at Irwin Dome Speedway. We've done Kyle Keller, heck of a wheel man. He's doing a good job. Austin Allbritton, fast no matter where you are and whatever car you put him in, always up front. But Clay, a little bit less experienced. Vinny as well, who's the guy he's in front of. He's got a little bit of contact between the 29 and 911. They're going to go around in front of the 70. Nowhere for him to go. But caution's going to come out once again. 911 going to get the bumper from the 29. Michael in the back of Vinny. And caution's going to wave once again here on lap 60. Let's take a look at it and see what we can. Looks like 29 into the back of the 911 goes around. And then nowhere for Justin in the 70 to go. Unfortunate for Justin. Nothing that he could do about it. Tried as much as he could to try to go around it. Just wasn't able to get there. But a little bit of contact. 29 goes around. Or 29 going to make contact with the 911 and spins him around. Take a look of what the 70 of Justin saw from his perspective heading through 1 and 2. See Justin run a little bit lower than what they were. Sees him spin as he gasses up. Locks up the brakes to try to stay off of him. And tries to sneak around the outside, but just not able to. So Justin able to make it through, luckily. But he's down pit road now. And going to come down pit road. Hopefully not take his tires. But doesn't look like anybody else is going to come down pit road. So Justin on pit road. He's going to use that fascia pair. And possibly a little bit of fuel. Don't see the jacks going up. So no side of the car going to go up. But 29 into the back of the 911 causes caution number 3 of the night. Michael Robinson, new guy to the league. As I don't see him in here at the moment. Possible blink out. Not for sure where he's at. He did pull the inside and he reset. So Michael gonna reset. Not for sure what happened there. Possible internet issues or just had to go. So unfortunate there. But Michael into the back of Vinny Rucci and he's gonna be reset. And more like it was gonna be given the EOL there. So not sure what happened there. But differing calls. And a little bit of contact already. Few cars have used their fascia pairs. A few cars have taken tires. But differing ways of racing. And to get to the end of this race, obviously, to finish first, you first have to finish. So these guys know it, and they got to race it smart the rest of the way. Coming back to the restart on lap 65 here. Pace car lights are out. Same front row as last time. Hopefully the same great battle as we had last time. 07, Kel McClinney. 12, Kyle Keller. Kel slow into the restart zone. Into the restart zone. Kel fires back green. Kel going to the bottom of the racetrack. Going to be clear off of turn 4. Off of turn 2, where does he go into 3? Going to go all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to be clear by a few car lengths off of there as they're 4 wide off of turn 4 for a moment there. Crazy battles going on all the way out through the field. We're going to ride on board here with the 26 of Daniel Glass. Monty Tipton right behind him. Let's ride on board with him. He obviously took his set of tires, so he's got the traction and tires compared to everybody else. We'll see how those work out for him. He's behind the 26 now. A little bit of contact up front. 26 into the wall sideways. The 54 is. As they're 3 wide all over the racetrack. Racing hard at the front. At the front, at the middle, and at the back. Look who's made his way back through the field. Matt Frady and Aaron McMorrin. They're up into the top 5 for the first time tonight. Back into it, I should say. They made their way through the field. Kuemper clean so far and made their way throughout the field. So Matt Frady, Aaron McMorrin, two Vegas drivers, and one guy that's unfortunately stuck on the bottom lane, J.D. Rutzer, in that 54. He's trying to work that bottom lane, just hasn't been able to get clear the last few laps. Is there three wide off of turn four? That is Daniel Glass, Zach, and Monty. So as they're battling, a few cars up in front, you see the 88, Landon Williams, new guy to the league, 4.5K Arrowhead driver. He's doing a solid job inside the top 10 for his first race with us. Competition week in and week out has gotten better no matter what, as Clay's going to try to do a little bit of a crossover on JD. Now JD finally going to be clear on Clay. That's going to release JD to try to pull away from this kind of mid-pack battles that's been going on. Clay not going to be able to get up. Now Clay's going to be the one stuck on that bottom lane. At the front of the field, Kyle McClinney pulling away once again. 1 second out in front of Kyle Keller. And then just behind them, Austin Allbritton, Matt Frady, Aaron McMorrin battling there inside the top five. Possible three wide scenario off of turn two. Able to get through it. See Zach working that very low line. Zach, one of the guys that you don't think of when it comes to late models and short track. A little bit of contact there between the 26 and 33, who's on the door. Able to make their way through it, but a solid job. Good battles all the way out through the racetrack. See the 23 and 40. They've sorted themselves out. 40's going to go to the front. Little bit of a gap now between these front five. They've kind of all pulled away. We'll see. Kel has pushed pretty hard these first many laps. Let's check lap times and kind of see now. When Kel crosses the line that last lap, he ran a 2. So, or a 6:10 for Kel there. So a 6 for Kel. Then Kyle Keller right behind him ran a 4. A 5 for Austin Allbritton, a 5.2 for Matt Frady, 5.3 for Aaron McMorrin. So most of the field just running pretty similar lap times. Kel that last time ran a 2. So he went back to the bottom lane, gained 3/10 on most of the field. So Kel's kind of been running that top line, and then whenever someone gets going and catches him like Kyle's been, if he gets within a few... A little bit closer than Kel is more comfortable with, he goes to the bottom line to try to give, build that gap back up again. But Kyle doing a solid job in second, possibly saving more tire than Kel. But everybody's kind of migrated to that top line as caution comes out once again. Few cars stopped on the back straightaway. Caution flies once again on lap 81. Whole bunch of cars battling for it. That is for the, I believe that was for just inside the top 10. See the 15 gets in the back of the 19. 33 on the door, able to save it, but everybody not able to check up in time. Big stack up there on the X of the corner, and a few cars are going to go around. Oh, Justin, nowhere for him to go. Gets in the back of Daniel, but just a big stack up at the front of this kind of train that we got going on. And they made contact and went around. So the 26 in the back of the 15 and the 14 in the back of the 26. We'll see what the call is from race control. That was more of a racing thing and a stack up in front of them. Not enough time for anybody to check up really there. So we'll see who gets the EOL on that one. I don't believe anybody should get the EOL for that one. But contact there. And it spins a few cars, but they're able to get back running. We'll see. Is anybody come down pit road? Daniel is to fix damage now. He's live and in pit road, so he's going to take a few seconds fast repair. Don't see the tires or jacks up underneath that car, so he's not taking tires. But all in all, great race so far. Only a handful of cautions here in the first 84 laps. And the longer we run, we'll see who's going to come down pit road and things like that. But so far, only four cautions in 81 laps. And still a long ways to go as they're racing every start, almost three wide every corner. Going to be doubling up. Pace car going to pull down pit road. This time, restart once again. So Kel McClenney leading it like he's been most of this race. Kyle Keller to his inside. Restart here on lap 85. In the restart zone, Kel fires back green. Matt Frady, newcomer, he's going to be on that top line. Able to be in that top line. They're going to be three wide for fourth, getting into turn three. Great racing all the way around this racetrack. Man, I love this track. They're three wide further back of it. Woo-hoo. Big racing throughout this field. Three wide, 55, 88, 33, side by side by side. It's like a high-speed pace lap a little bit deeper in the field, but Matt Frady going to be able to get to third here on that restart. J.D. Rutzer, he's found his way into the fourth spot. Austin Albrin falling back now. He's sixth that last time as they crossed the line, but now Aaron McMoran stuck on the bottom line. Aaron McMoran, part of that VMR racing team. Runs there in Vegas, has a late model, has a son that plays basketball, pretty damn good at basketball. Seen him play a few times, but Aaron, new guy to the league. He's pretty good at this whole iRacing thing. 3.1K iRated driver. Haven't seen him much on lately, but heard about me starting up this deal, and he's very interested in it and possibly sponsoring a few races. So it'd be cool if we could get sponsors for some of these races as a challenge for the spot just in front of him. Let's ride on board with Aaron as they're battling in front of him. Well, they're battling a little bit harder behind them. Three wide and all that. Let's ride on board with the 22. And look out back behind them. They're three wide. Charlie Ayers there on that bottom lane behind the 22. They're behind the 88 now. Now Zach all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to go way down there. Almost we're four wide off of turn four. Vinny Rucci's caught up in the middle of it. He's trying to work his way back through the field after the contact and spin. Low video overdrove it. Almost contact there with an 88. Everybody able to make it through. Great racing. A little bit deeper in the field. Now Charlie going to try to cross over. Not going to have the runoff. But now Zach a little bit slow down the straightaway. That's going to stack up Vinny. Slow him down. Charlie to the bottom of the racetrack. Thought about trying to get clear. Not going to be able to. Battle for the lead. Kyle Keller able to take over the spot from Kel McClenney. Possible tire starting to wear for that 07 machine after he pulled a big gap on Kyle the first half of this race. Now tires may come into play. Kale losing a few spots is now contact down the back straightaway. One spinning 55 around and caution flies once again. This will be the halfway break. Halfway break will be now, but caution gonna cause of it as we're within five laps of it. So let's go back and take a look what happened there on the exit of turn two. Take a look. See the 54 and the two teammates battling. Little bit of a checkup there from the 54, and that spins him out off the bumper of the two. So we'll see what the call is from race control, but the 54 gets into the back of the two, and he goes for one of the lazy slides off the corner, but we'll see how many cars come down pit road this time. Obviously, part of that halfway caution now. So the 55-911 going to come down pit road. Don't see much of anybody else coming. Race controller, do you got a copy?
Hey, what's going on?
This will be the halfway break, right? Correct? Within five laps?
Yep, that is correct. This is halfway. This will
all
be
right.
Halfway.
Well, I want to ask you, because obviously you're the only other one other than the people watching on the stream and things like that. What have you seen through this race so far, and who's the guy to keep your eye on?
Well, I think Cale is looking really good. I see he did get passed there right before the halfway break. But he was up front for the whole race other than that. So I would not stray too far from there. And I think some of your usual suspects that are normally up front for these things, I think are just biding their time a little bit, maybe waiting for a later caution to use up that last set of tires.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it. A lot of cars coming down pit road, or quite a few going to come down pit road that last time. We got the 26, Daniel Glass, JD. After that spin, he's going to come down pit road. He's going to get a fresh set of tires. Justin came down. Zach came down. So Zach, obviously one of the guys that are always up at the front of the field, it seems like, most laps. Chad came down that time. He is a lap down, unfortunately. But Vinny came down as well. Chad on 94. But a lot of cars that were quick actually came down that time. So we'll see what the differing strategies are, and we'll see how that goes. But glad to have you and do a little interview with you, I guess. But we're going to get back running here. Pace car lights are out. I'll let you go back in.
Yeah, I have to say everyone's running pretty clean. And
well, halfway, we're going to get back running green. Kyle Keller to the front. Kyle McClinney in second. Restart on lap 100. Back green. Kyle going to get a good restart. Going to be clear off of turn number two. There's three guys that are in the same chat, part of the KFM chat so far. The top three, maybe not at the line. Austin might get Matt there that time. But four cars underneath the blanket for the lead here. It's like a high-speed pace lap. Side by side, Kyle able to clear on the exit of turn two. Great racing throughout this whole field. Now, reset. Kyle got the lead back. Now he's going to have to try to do as much as he can on those tires. All these front runners on 100-lap old tires. And these guys know it. Charlie Ayers, last pitted on 65. Not sure if he took tires that time. Believe he didn't, but they're three wide deeper in the field. A lot of guys with tires pitted that last time. Vinny Rucci, the first one on them tires. So he's trying to make his way back through the field and get through it. Then a few cars behind him are the other few on those on the new tires. But Chris Pelo on that bottom lane, battling with his buddy and a teammate, Colton. They're in that bottom lane with Charlie Ayers there just underneath him. Charlie deep to the inside line. Not going to go all the way to the grass, but try to slide up in front of Chris. Isn't going to be clear. Contact on the exit of four. A little bit of a right rear, and Charlie able to get clear in front of the 15. Now a few cars here, the 54 and 911. Those are the two on tires, and they're trying to make their way through the field. Now the 55 is going to try to work that very bottom line. The guys with tires trying to get around the guys without tires. And the older tires possibly could burn them up trying to get by them. JD sideways on the exit of two, able to save it. Great save from JD there. JD working that bottom line, trying to get around Colton in the 22 for a lap up in the field. Not much going on. Battles kind of faded out so far as Kyle McClinney has dropped back to third. So like I mentioned earlier, we'll see how much tires come into play. Obviously, these guys going to come down soon, but three wide in front of the 88. Cale McClinney, Matt Frady, and Aaron McMorrin, three wide, battling for the third spot. Three wide, heading into turn three. 88 going to try to do a double slide job. He's going to get clear. Not going to be contact now between the 07 and 88. 88 into the wall there. Contact off the front bumper of the 07. Kind of put the 88 in the wall there. Everybody able to save it. We're just watching this battle. This contact between the 07 and 7 down the front straightaway. Kale in the back of Charlie. Now, this is where it comes into play. Kale's going to be on the back foot with these older tires. Obviously, we saw how hard he was pushing. Contact now between the 15 and 88. 88 able to save it. Great save from Landon there, as this battle's just been kind of trying to figure itself out, and now it's lessened deeper and deeper into this run. The 07-54 now, but Kale maybe burned up his tires a little bit too much in the early running. Kyle Keller has now pulled away quite a few cars down the back straightaway into one. He's 2.1 seconds in front of Austin Allbritton, then 2.4 in front of Matt Frady. So great battles all the way throughout the field, but tire wear starting to come into play. Just watching most of the battles. I'm like, I'm enjoying these battles going on. You see the 47 and 54, they're battling here. Great battles between those three. Let's ride on board with JD Rutzer as he's working his way through and do a little bit of a crank it up. You see JD Rutzer able to do a two-for-one there. JD able to get around Matt and Charlie for a two-for-one move there to the bottom line. Great move from JD as he's able to clear. But field single-filed out so far. Haven't seen much of the guys who last pitted. Monty on 99 on 60 lap. Or we saw him pit on, I believe it was lap 50, about halfway, 60, 50 possibly. And Zach Zaldiver, he pitted on that last lap on 98, the last yellow. So he's on the freshest tires in the field at the front of the field. A little bit further back, a few guys that just haven't made their way through the field. Vinny, possible problems. He's lost a few spots. Bully, he pitted on 98. Daniel, he's pitted. But now we're seeing the leaders work their way through lap traffic. First one, Justin, unfortunately there. Clay's going to come down pit road. Under green, this is the problems that you could possibly face. Justin came down a pit road last on 118, so he came down pit road under green. But Kyle Keller doing a great job out at the front of this field. One guy that's been dropping a lot during this race, pitted on 122, under green that last time. Kale McClinney, unfortunately, after a great run, pitted under green, lost a lot of spots, and now he's on the back foot. after not saving those tires. And now he's a lap down with this field. So not what he wanted to have happen. Possible to get a yellow and him get the lucky dog. But a lot of these guys still battling for it. See the 40. He's dropping a few spots now. Three wide battle there for Mike Presley trying to get around Aaron, as they're going to be four wide, nearly four wide on the exit of turn three. Kale going to clear five cars in one corner. Great move from Kale, able to get in front of Matt Frady. So Kale trying to work his way back through this field as Kale is a few laps ahead. As few one guy going to come down pit road, that's Daniel. Unfortunately, but Monty Tipton and Charlie Ayers, they're battling pretty good side-by-side here. Great battle between these two. Let's see what how good of a battle it really is. Watching from on board the 55, Zach. He's in the sixth spot watching the battle for fourth, just in front of him. Monty Tipton able to clear Charlie that last time. So he's going to move into that fourth spot. But Monty on fresh tires, working his way through the field. 1.8 seconds back from the guy in third. But Austin Albritton and Kyle Keller putting on a whooping so far. Kyle Keller 4.5 seconds in head of Kyle Keller, but the guys who haven't pitted, possible that they're most of the guys coming down, possible that they just not coming down for fuel. They may need fuel as well. So if these guys have to pit under green, that's a big possibility if they have to. See Vinny Rucci, he's leaving pit road, going to come out about with Daniel Glass and Justin. Kyle working the back of some heavy lap traffic here. Matt Frady pitted on lap, or hasn't pitted yet, but Kyle, wow, Kyle lapping up to nearly 10th here, lapping Aaron McMorrin and Matt Frady now. So Kyle is on rails so far. He's able to get to the inside of Matt, going to go right around him. Matt's going to come down pit road this time. See Matt down pit road. Let's go ahead and watch a pit road sequence in these late models. See him all the way in the pit boxes, trying to make it as short as possible. Matt in the box. He's coming down pit road. So a lot of drivers pitting under green so far. Right sides go up for the 40 machine. But Kyle Keller putting on a dominating performance. Let's ride on board with him and see what he's been doing most of this race. He's on the gyro cam, riding on board with the roll bar, see what he's doing with the wheel and things like that. Most of the run, just been running that high line, but 140 lap old tires, hasn't came down pit road once. And I think most of these drivers know it. So there are a lot of guys who haven't come down pit road, but the guys who have, we see the 15 here making up a spot. That's Chris Pilo. He just passed Charlie Ayers there. He hasn't pitted. He's in the sixth spot. So a lot of drivers have not pitted yet, and I'm pretty shocked about how it's gone so far about that. Let's scroll on back. Let's see. So Johnny Thunder's in 10th. He has not pitted, and Kyle's coming up on him. So Kyle possibly able to lap top 10 here in a few. Aaron McMorrin leaving pit road now. So Aaron McMorrin, he pitted and was pretty high up in the running order. Going to come out in front of Kyle now, but on new tires, she'll be able to pull away. Good battle here. Justin, Daniel, Austin, who's in second, trying to make his way through this lap traffic. Let's check out. Ooh, 18:70.26. A little bit of contact there. They're trying to work their way through. Actually, it's not Austin trying to make his way through. It's all the lap cars trying to get by the leaders on that fresher set of tires. Well, Austin going to let the 26. He's going to be clear. Let's check the comments. Any comments going on in the race so far? Doesn't look like any comments. I know one person watching, Bailey. Bailey Wright, one of my friends. She was watching, said, you're actually a pretty good broadcaster. A lot better than I thought. So, shout out, Bailey. Thanks for saying that. Appreciate it. But, so, got a few guys, few people watching. So, that's cool. Always cool to see. I love doing these broadcasts and helping people and entertaining people. That's always fun. So, cool for Bailey to say that. No comments yet, but we'll see how many people watch after the race. But 200 laps, a long race coming or closing in on halfway during this race. That is Kyle Keller as they make contact right in front of the 7 off the nose of the 88. Gonna go almost around. Charlie with a great save. Nearly spins it right in front of your leader. I'm assuming Kyle, possible butt pucker moment there when they spin or someone spins in front of you. Possible butt pucker moment there. And as that happened right in front of him, as he's pulled a big gap on a lot of his field. But JD up into P number 2. So Austin Albrecht, he's come down pit road now. Or no, he's not come down pit road, but JD has passed. He's passed the 2, and you see Charlie Ayers, he's come down pit road now. So I don't know how much longer these front runners can stay out. Austin Albritton and Kyle Keller, they've been out for the whole race. They haven't even come down pit road. JD pitted on lap 98. He's worked his way up to second after pitting. He's up 14 spots. Christopher Pilo in the 15, he's up 10. Johnny Thunders in the 60, up 13. So if he can gain one more spot, he'll be tied with JD for the biggest mover of this race. But one making a good job of the strategy call. JD able to work his way through the field. Last pitted on 98, like I said, under that yellow, so didn't lose all that time. JD doing a good job getting through the field, and he's up to second. So Kyle Keller, let's see if he's going to come down pit road. Sorry, trying to find him. Kyle, we'll see what he does. Working lap 155. I'm not for sure if he's able to make it so far in this race. A lot of his teammates have come down pit road. I'm going to do a little bit of a radioactive and go to the different tracks and listen to what they're talking about.
151 lap tires, too.
Austin Albatron is about to get passed by Monty Tipton.
He's running me down like... I just ran a 40 again. Woo!
Take it, Matt.
Alright, I'll get you here.
Hey, Kyle, I'm gonna let you go low right here on this thing, okay? Go low, I'm going high.
Monty's about to get passed by a Mike, or a Matt. Mike, I'm reading Mike's name.
Oh yeah, Matt, are you on the same tires?
No, I just pitted not too long.
Pretty much pit now.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
I've been doing good. I got a better roll through the center than some of these other guys. I'm starting to chase them down, but I don't know.
Man, if you would have had a caution there, that would have been a beautiful strategy.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saved a little bit better than most, but maybe, I don't know.
Did you already pit?
Huh?
Have you pitted?
No.
What in the hell?
Y'all are on the bro.
Comms clear.
There will be a caution.
In typical WTF fashion, yeah.
I'm just trying to preserve enough tire to get me to that caution, and then I'll be able to pit and get fuel. Then as long as you stay out, no one will get the wave around except one car.
You hear the differing strategies from all the race teams. Kyle talking about how he's still running pretty good on the lap times. Possible JD able to make it. Austin saying that if he stays out, he's going to pretty much lap the whole field if they come down. Monty in the 14. You hear him talking with Matt Frady as Matt's able to go by him. But JD up 14 spots, biggest mover so far. Monty in third. Kyle Keller still leading this field. Not sure how much more he can go on that fuel. With a few yellows possible, able to make it, but I'm fully not for sure yet. I'm going to do a little interview here with Doug, Race Control. Doug, do you got a copy?
Yes, sir.
Well, obviously, we've been watching the different strategies. Just did a little bit of radioactive. Heard Austin talking and say that no matter what, he's trying to just get to the next yellow because he's thinking that there's going to be a yellow no matter what. JD, no matter what, they were talking, said that he's able to stay out and make it. And if they're able to, only one car is going to get the wave around anyway. So what have you seen and what do you think so far looking at this race? How it's folded out and all the competitors, how it's gone. Green flag pit stops and late model racing, that's unheard of.
Yeah, it looks to me like right now I'm assuming that Kyle is going to have to pit. He's on a 168 lap run. So I don't know if he can go the whole 200 laps on fuel. I'm not sure about that.
I was wondering that too, with fuel. I was more worried about tires and fuel, but at this point, with a few yellows that we've had, Kyle, if he's able to make it, JD's off of turn two right now. Kyle's off of turn four. So last lap, Kyle ran a 6.9. This lap ran a 5.4. JD last lap ran a 4 or a 5.4. This lap he ran a 6.9. So he's running almost same times as Kyle on 100 lap fresher tires.
Yeah, Kyle's really putting it down because Kyle's running better, faster laps on older tires.
6.45 that time. JD
yeah,
with a 6.9.
Yeah, he's running 100 lap older tires there. JD got him a little bit by 4 100s on that one. But yeah, if he can make it, then, you know, as long as he doesn't run into any trouble, he should be pretty solid.
As long as he's able to make it on fuel. But JD on the new tires, we'll see. He ran a 6.9 that last lap. Kyle with a 5.2. So Kyle still putting down the lap times on those older tires. I know I was saying it before everything kind of went down. And that last restart, how hard was Kale pushing to try to stay ahead of Kyle? We saw Kyle then get around him, and now it's just him pulling away. So I don't know how hard Kale was actually pushing, but Keller was still in second and not really letting Kale pull away much, and it saved this much tire. So interesting driving styles, and just depending on how it went down. Differing strategies on the tires and how it kind of folded out so far, but Kyle still out front leading it. JD matching his lap times, but not any quicker trying to catch. So don't know what's going on there with it. But Cal doing a great job with tires, trying to work some lap traffic now of the two. Austin Allbritton, who hasn't pitted as well. And Austin's in fourth, and he's coming up to lap fourth place.
Yeah, there's only three cars on the lead lap at this moment.
At the line, Kyle able to clear him, lapping up to third. Now JD at the start-finish line, Kyle Keller, middle of back straightaway. I mean, Keller ran a 7.9 that last lap. Rudser ran a 5.6, so 0.2 of a second that last time. So possible JD pushing, trying to catch him now as we're closing in on 25 laps to go, or at 25 laps to go now.
Yeah. So I am curious to see if he can make it. So.
Well, if you want to do some investigating for me, that'd be great. See if, just go listen and see, I guess, because now I'm interested. And let's not let it be a surprise. Let's see. But I'll let you go back into your chat and all that. I just wanted to see what you've seen so far and what you've been thinking of this racing. Cool chat with Doug there, but Keller on rails hasn't even been touched most of this race. Kell led the first half, didn't save as much tire as he would hope, and now he's not got it. Then JD trying to catch, but just doesn't have the speed at the moment on 100 lap fresher tires. His caution flies. Problems again down the back straightaway. We're going to have a restart. Oh boy, this could get good. All right. Looking like it was contact between the 07 and 26. 07 in the left rear of the 26. They both go around. And just kind of everybody able to slide and make it through. But that is big for the outcome of this race. Man, this could be really, really big. You see 07 in the outside of the 26, or left rear of the 26, and goes around. So that one looked like it was on the 07 there. We'll see what the call is from race control. But the 07 is blinked out. Possibly. I don't see him in it anymore. I'm not sure what happened to Kel McClinney there. After having a great run early, lost the set of tires, but who's going to come down pit road? That's what we're looking at here. Kyle's in pit road. He's coming down. JD is going to stay out, so he's going to be there. But when we get back going, Kyle's going to have the freshest set of tires. Now, Zach, he possibly can come down pit road. A few cars are going to get the wave. I don't know how this is going to work. Especially with the short track stuff, all this going on, I truly don't know how this is all going to turn out and this is going to go. Who's going to get a wave around? Who's going to go where? Who's going to be where? One on pit road, Austin Allbritton, he's on pit road, so he was on same strategy as Kyle, like I said, so he's going to come down pit road, but Kyle able to get out. He's fourth as they cross the line. But man, this is going to be a nail biter. I don't know how the strategies work. Let's see where everybody stacks up. So Monty Tipton he pitted on 99. JD pitted on 98. Kyle Keller going to line up third. Last pitted on 182. So he came down that caution. He's going to have fresh tires. And everybody in front of him should get the wave. And that's what they're doing now. As we're going to have everybody try to get running and stacking up. Trying to get for it. Monty going to jump the restart. Monty way out front. We're delaying that one. Warning to the 14 there, jump on the restart. So, FYI, I'll delay it again here. Get everybody caught back up. I'll delay it. But, yeah, Monty, that was the jump.
I didn't
didn't jump to restart. We didn't go green. I was just catching up to the pace car for fun because I'm freaking bored.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I didn't know it was delayed. My bad. All right. Obviously, try to help and all that. So, all right. We're going to line back up here. We're ready for the restart. So, three cars on the lead lap at a short track race. Monty Tipton, JD Rutzer, and Kyle Keller, the three on the lead lap. Everybody else fighting for that lucky dog. And we'll see how it goes down the last 15 laps. It's going to be a 13-lap shootout when we cross the line. Can't get much better than this. Here we go for the restart. Monty slow into the restart zone. Going to be careful with that. In the restart zone. Jump for the 45. The 12 is going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to try to make it three wide on these cars. What does Kyle do? Is he able to get through on the new tires? Way better set of tires than the whole field. Can Kyle get around this field and get up to the leader? Contact at the back. Kyle going to be clear now down the back straightaway. The 7 going to turn to the 14 in front of the field. Wreck big down the straightaway. Spinning to the inside. We're watching the battle unfold. They're in four wide at one point through the center of the corner and down the front straightaway. Contact made. The 7 into the back of the 14 spins him in front of the field. And nowhere for Mike to go, but everybody else able to avoid it. One sec. All right, handling a few things, just checking everything, but JD going to be on the front row. Matt is going to be racing Aaron for 8th spot. Matt going to be dropping back a few spots possibly, but we're going to, is it a single file restart? Pace car lights are still on. Everybody just trying to get situated here. All right, once again, a restart. It's going to be a 5-lap shootout to decide a winner here for the All-Star Showdown, first race of the season. Who's going to be the victor? We're going to find out. JD Rutzer, Kyle Keller on the front row. K. Kale are on the better tires. We'll see what happens into the restart zone as they close up into it. JD fires back green. Everybody trying to anticipate it. A little bit of a checkup. We're going to be focused on this front row. Can they run green to the way in? How does Keller make a move? Can he get around JD to the bottom of the racetrack? Is he going to be clear? No, not on exit of turn four that time. He's getting to his inside, though. How does Keller set up the pass on the better tires? Nearly 100 lap fresher tires. What can he do to the bottom of the racetrack all the way down to the grass? Caution's going to wave once again. So they're going to do another restart. And this will make it a green, white, checkered finish. Let's take a look at it and see what happened there. So big stack up throughout the field. Everybody trying to get by. And just everybody, slight contact throughout the field. Everybody making contact. And then the 7 into the back of the 15 spins him around. 18 over for him to go. 7 into the wall. And I don't see the 7 on the racetrack, so possibly DQ from incidents. Could be the first one that we saw tonight with the 18 going to come down pit road. This is going to set up a green-white checkered finish to decide who wins the race. But, man, now Keller has to deal with two team cars in Austin Allbritton and JD. They're going to be lined up single file together. Actually, no, because if JD, depending on what lane JD picks, it could put Austin behind him or both of them on their inside. And the Monty could be a wild card here. We'll see what he does on it. But we're going to line back up and be ready to go for the restart. It's going to be green, white, checkered finish to decide the victor. All right, gonna try it again. Green, white, checkered finish. Should decide a winner here at Irwindale Speedway. JD Rutzer on the pole on the front row. Kyle Keller to try to take it from him. Here we go. Restart once again. Green, white, checkered finish. What can Kyle do? To the very bottom. On the exit, gonna be side by side. JD gonna be clear down the back straightaway. Can Keller get clear on the exit of turn four? Barely. Wasn't able to get down, though. They're side by side on the white flag. Down the back straightaway for the final time. Contact in front of the field. 54 over. Contact being made. The two's going to get through it. Austin Allbritton's going to come off of turn four, and he's going to win at Irwindale. What a turn. Not what I thought would happen. Major contact at the end of that one. And Austin Allbritton able to win. A miracle. What happened? Let's go ahead and take a look back on that whole last restart. So JD gonna get a good restart, able to stay in front of Kyle Keller, and they had a great battle up until the white flag, able to get there. Then on the exit of the corner, just contact between the 54 and 12. Can't really put the blame on either one of them. Kyle came up there, just wasn't clear on JD. JD could have been higher, but just contact made, and it spins both of them into the wall. JD flips down the back straightaway. Austin Albritton goes underneath him, and he's going to take the win. So congratulations to Austin Albritton after that one. Gets the job done. Let's go ahead and interview him now. I can get there to him. Austin Albritton, do you got a copy?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Well, at a wild turn of events, you come home and get it done off of turn four, somehow leading it. Talk to us what you saw in this last lap and how your race went and unfolded to be able to get this job done.
Well, you ain't got to lead the most laps. You just got to lead that last one. That's what we did tonight. But I don't know, coming out of one and two there, it looks like the guy on the bottom kind of came up a little bit, and JD also came down. I don't know. They're both racing for the win. I mean, it's understandable, but I was just happy I could sneak by there and get us a W tonight. Yeah, it was a good race. I mean, we had a heck of a long run there. After that pit stop I had 2% left on my right front, so definitely got to wear that one out. Overall, it was a heck of a race.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was. A lot of differing strategies and how everybody's race played out. We saw you and Kyle stay out after the halfway break. Obviously, you guys were hoping for that late race yellow, and you guys ended up getting one. But how worried were you guys during that long run? Were you guys able to make it on fuel and tires and all that? Or what were you thinking that last run?
About four laps before that caution came out to where we got our pit cycle, I was about eight laps short of fuel. I was starting to clutch it and hope for the best. I knew there'd eventually be a caution, but if there was a caution with five to go, I was going to be in trouble. But luckily we got one a little earlier than that. So, yeah, him and I were not going to make it on fuel unless we got a caution. So luckily it worked out in my favor. He still had a good finish. He finished P4. So,
well, congratulations. You win race number one. I know that you are one of the guys that helped me start it back up. So I appreciate you helping me kind of start this league and get it going, because it was definitely a show. We'll have to see how this race went, make a few changes, possibly with strategy, fuel, tire, make it a little bit different. But all in all, a great race. And a fun one to watch. So congratulations. One last thing. Who would you like to thank?
Yeah, man. It was a great race overall. You guys did a heck of a job adminning and broadcasting it. So I want to thank JD Rudd, sir. He's my teammate. Austin Baker, All Seeing Motorsports. I know JD didn't have the best finish there with the contact with the leader. But overall, it was a good night for us. So everyone over at All Seeing Motorsports.
Yes, sir. It was definitely a fun one to watch. But congratulations, coming home with the win. Get her done in race number one.
Thanks, brother. See you.
See ya. Austin Albritton gets her done for the race number one. Comes across the line, leading it off of turn two. Wasn't sure if he was going to be close enough or be able to get there, but was just able to at the end of that one. One guy that had definitely a great race. Most of the race was able to kind of get his way through it. Monty Tipton, able to have his first race with us. He comes home P3, kind of up and down race, pitted on lap 50, and on way older tires, comes home P2. So let's take a talk to him. Monty Tipton, you got a copy? Monty? Try it again, Monty. Do you got a copy? I don't hear him talking now. Let's try to get him out after we interview third place here. But Zach is going to be the third place finisher. Zach, do you got a copy?
Yeah, I got you.
Well, somehow, seems like after every race, no matter what one I'm broadcasting, I got to interview you. So come home P3 after a wild race. Strategies on a short track and tire strategies. Talk to us about how your race unfolded and what it's kind of happened during that one with the different tire strategies and fuel, and what happened on that green white checker for you to come home P3.
Well, at the halfway point, I came in and just took a couple gallons to make sure I was good to the end on fuel. And then I was expecting more people to come in for tires, and I was hoping to come in on a caution 20 or 30 laps afterwards and then have that much better tires at the end. But that obviously didn't work. So at that point, once we realized that we were going green for a while, I just was running the top trying to save as much tire as I can because people were getting meatballs for running out of right front tires. So it was a luck of the draw for me. I got a caution with 4% left in my tire and was able to put fresh tires on and then somehow managed to get a wave around. I was hanging out in fifth lap down, so I was kind of content where I was, but then wave around put me on the lead lap and you know, unfortunate finish there. It ended up being fortunate for me with a couple extra spots, so third place. And it was a lot of luck involved, but it was just you know, attrition and just hanging out waiting for something good to happen.
Yes, sir. Well, worked out good for you. I know before the next race, we'll probably make a few differing rules, possibly with tires and things like that. Try to make it a little bit better so it wasn't as long here. Obviously, one of the longest races of the season, a half mile and 200 laps. So we'll see the next few races. But congratulations, come home P3. And a good points day for you, I guess you could say. But congratulations on that front. One last deal. Who would you like to thank?
Thanks to everyone at WTF putting this stuff on and everybody coming out, hanging out, and having a fun night.
Yes, sir. Definitely a fun one to watch. We're glad to have you. And congratulations coming home, P3.
All right, thanks.
Zach going to go on P3. So congratulations to Zach. Wasn't able to interview Monty there. He's not in chat. But all in all, a great race tonight. Obviously, not the night that a few guys wanted or most of the field wanted, but a great night for Austin Allbritton in the first race of the late model league. Great race in the first half between Kale and Keller. And then you got the battles there at the end, differing strategies. I know that we're going to make calls about that. Got spread out and differing strategies on tires and things like that. Kind of played differently than I thought. So probably give everybody two sets each race. So we'll make a few rule changes. First race, test race, but a big one. So congratulations, Austin Allbritton, getting the win. Always looking for sponsors. So if you guys wanting to sponsor these races, we got 11 more to go and all that. So if you guys are interested in sponsoring, let us know. But a great race, and we're going to be back next Monday night to do it once again. And that one's going to be fun to watch. That one's at Las Vegas Bullring. So a short track, 3/8 mile, Matt's hometown track, and a few others in the field. So Matt, Kyle, Vinny, half the field from Vegas there, that's where they race. So they're looking forward to that race. But a great race for everybody there, and everybody able to come home with pretty good finishes. So good job to everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming out, watching, and all the competitors there for running. We appreciate you, and we will see you next week at Las Vegas.